Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Yud in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishin, beginning Aloha Ches, which is a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Elu Mivim V'Koyrim. The following bring Bikurim, and you say Mikur Bikurim. Minatzeres V'Adachak. When the fruits are coming from Shavuos and until Sukkot, then you bring Bikurim, and you say Bikurim. Mishiva Seminim. The fruits have to come from Shiva Seminim. This is the flip side of what we said earlier in the Mishnayos. We said that fruits from the valley is not good, and dates from the mountains is not good. So now we're saying, what is good? Fruits from the mountains, that's good quality fruits, and dates that grow in the valley. Meaning olives, they have oil in it, that come from Ever Hayarden, from the other side of the Jordan River. Then you don't bring Bikurim from the other side of the Yarden. That's not Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash. You can't bring Bikurim from there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoisi b'shem Shir Melokish, Rabbi Yoi Nerb Zeir b'shem Chanino. Shishasor mil chizul at Tziporim. 16 mil around Tziporim. Hem Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash. That's the main part of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash, that the Bikurim come from. Reb Chaim points out, even though we saw it before, you don't bring Bikurim from Tziporiri, that's Tziporiri itself. But the surrounding 16 meal, that's the main part of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash that Torah refers to in Bikurim. Omar Abiyoyino says Abiyoyino, Mandem Mekadem, there's a weight that you measure. When you have mountains, you as if cut the mountains, so you know the measurement without taking into account the height of the mountain. Eilin Shigrunayo Dibishon, these fields which are around Beis She'an, Minhon, they're part of the 60 meal, which were called Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. Man de Mekader, the one who's cutting the mountains again and straightening it out, Hadob Bikas Ginosar Minon. The valley of Ginosar is part of the 16 meal. Says the Gemara, this sheet holds, is only a certain area you bring Bikurim from. Meisivin Le'abyoino Ve'achti Ve'oimar El Eschem Me'oni Mitzrayim, you take every Mitzrayim, El Eretz Toivar Chovah, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. The Pasuk says, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. But for the entire Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. Omar Loin Asher Bo Zavas Chalav Udvash. Not the entire Eretz Yisrael is Zavas Chalav Udvash. There's certain areas which they are the place which are called Zavas Chalav Udvash. So the Mishnah we learned to the Sheet of basically is, why don't you bring Bikurim from Ever Hayarden? Because it's not Zavas Chalav Udvash. The word brings another reason. Tani, Shenosata Li, Loi Shenatalti Li Me'atzmi. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you take, bring from there Bikurim. Not what we conquered on our own. So then when David the Mudbeis, my Binayin, what will be the difference between these two opinions? The half Shevet Menashe. Why? So as you look at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the Reuven and God asked to have the area of Ever Hayarden. They asked for it. They conquered it and they asked for it. The Chatzis Shevet Menashe did not ask for it. Moshe Rabbeinu placed them together with Reuven and God. So Chatzis Shevet Menashe did not take Ever Hayarden, they were given Ever Hayarden. So Mando Amash Natsatali V'lo Shataltim Atzmi, whoever says that the reason you can't bring Bikurim because he took it on your own, the Chatzis Shevet Menashe lo notlo me'atzum. The Chatzis Shevet Menashe did not take it on their own, they just received it. Mando Amash Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, afilu ken eino Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. But Mando Amash says the reason you can't bring Bikurim because it's not Zavas Chalav Udvash, even though this was not taken, but this is not Zavas Chalav Udvash, so you can't bring Bikurim from there, so this will be the nafkamino between the two reasons. Halachatet zok the Mishnah. One who buys three trees in the field of his friend, he brings Bikurim and he says Mikur Bikurim, because then he buys the karka as well, the land as well. Rameyor holds even two trees. If you purchase two trees, you get within the land. If you purchase a tree with the land, so it clearly the land was sold with a tree, he also may be Vikoyri. The only reason that you have a discussion going to question of the land is included. But if we know the land is included, even one tree may be Vikoyri. Rabbi Doimer, Av Ba'alei Arisiyois V'chakuyois Mevi Vikoyrim. Even if you're not the owner, even if you're only an Aris and Chokir, Aris is a sharecropper. Chokir is someone who rents and pays a fixed amount, and they use the field, they bring Vikoyrim, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly which case we're talking about. Tani, it says in the Braiso, Chakuri Batei Ovois Eino Mevim. Chakuri Batei Ovois means is someone that rents a field and works on it, and he pays for it, but it's something that it stays in the family for generations. A father, a son, and his son, they all continue using this field, they take it from the owner, and they're the ones that work on the field. So even though it's a very long-lasting relationship, and it's almost as if the field is theirs, they still don't bring Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says they do bring Bikurim, and they could say Mikur Bikurim. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Yochanan, this is our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says the Balei Rishis v'Chakuras Mevim v'Koyrim, we're talking about not a regular chokin, not a regular renter, but about the other something that goes in the family for generations. Rav Hilo, Rav Yassi, Shabbi Yochanan, v'Balei Rishis v'Chakuras Himasniso. So Rav Hilo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we're talking about Balei Rishis v'Chakuras. I think one understands means that he's coming to argue and to say not about the other, not for many generations, but even someone who's new for this generation, he brings Bikurim. But as Mashman, the Rabbi Yochanan is coming to exclude something. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to have a Rishis Bati Avos. You don't have to be something that's coming for generations. But he needs to be a real Aris, a Bali Arisus. He's the owner of the Arisus. So, Avambai and Lameima, they wanted to say, what is he coming to tell us? Man, the only Bali Arisus, the Chakurius, he must need. So, the one who explains that, that's what we're talking about. How about Aris, the Chokurlo? He's coming to exclude a regular Aris and a regular Chokur. What is he coming to exclude? Aris Lesha, the Chokurlo Sha. He's coming to exclude a temporary Aris, sharecropper, or renter. If it's a short term, then you don't bring Bikurim. But if it's a long-term renter, he's going to take it for a few years, for his rest of his life, so then he does bring Bikurim. So I think what Davidav and Aleph also Rabbo Rav Chiyo b'Shem Rav Yochanan came Rabbo and said name Rav Yochanan. Even a long-term aris echaker doesn't bring Bikurim and says lama bebalei rasiyos echakiros he must niso. Because what Rav Yochanan said balei rasiyos echakiros doesn't mean a long-term one; it means a generational one. It means a Rishis Bati Avos, meaning there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. The only time you do say to bring Bikurim visa Aris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he's an Aris Bati Avos, Aris for generations. But if it's only, this is the first generation, even though it's a long-term Aris, he doesn't bring the Bikurim and says Mikur Bikurim. By this we end the first parak of Maseches Bikurim, Hadron Aloch Yesh Mevim, Hadron Aloch Yesh Mevim, Be'ezer Hashem. And with this we conclude, Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Yud.